Hey, what's going on, Podcast Nation? It's Jason Harris here with NADA 2024. We're going to do a little walk and talk. The one, the only, the infamous, I mean famous, Todd Katcher. Hey, always good. It's a great experience to walk and talk with you. It's fun. You know, that takes a talent, you know. There's a talent. I haven't had to do this in a long time, so I appreciate it. We have some obstacles as NADA is closing early, right? Well, hey, here's what we've been doing, Todd. We've been going around trying to find the smartest and the brightest. And in lieu of that, you have me. I got Todd. No, I'm just kidding. But no, we've been talking about, like, you know, it's 2024. I mean, I know that, you know, the automotive industry is always seem to be in an era of change. It's just like constantly happening, right? But I think there are very certain things that in 2024 we need to be focusing on. And I'd love to kind of get your thoughts, right? You know, like, what should dealers be focusing on this year?
I think what they should always focus on execution. I mean, we're in NADA, the main hall, the West Hall here. And I was there 150, 200 vendors or more, whatever that number is. Yep. And they could sign up for so many different programs that promise everything. But if they can't execute, and they're not going to get the results. So there's some great vendors here, some great solutions for dealers. And if they sign up for it and they follow through with the process at the store, then they're going to see impact in their store, regardless of what they sign up for. Because all these products are great products, right? But at the end of the day, they're just products. It's like if you buy a car, you see people who drive nice cars that don't know how to drive, right? So you're like, just because you drive, that's like some cars, they should come with like a class.
No.
I heard Ferrari did that at one point. They made you take a class so that way you didn't look like a moron when driving your new Ferrari.
I still think sometimes I look like a moron. But, driving,
but, right. But there are people who buy nice cars that don't know how to drive them. So I think the people sign up for programs, dealers sign up for programs, and they don't know how to execute. Well, and I think that's the big thing that they need to do.
An idea is only as good as how well we can execute it, right? Exactly. And here's where you're going to find here and, you know, many other places like this. You're going to find some amazing ideas.
Yes.
You know, but again, that idea is only as good as how well we can execute it. And something that you also kind of brought up too, right? You know, when it comes to technology, and we are literally in a hall of technology
right now.
All right. That technology, again, is only as good as the process that we put behind that piece of technology.
Exactly. And so the process at the dealership has pretty much been the same for, let's just say, 50 years. Mm-hmm. And all these widgets that are out there are trying to change that for the better. But the dealership at their core has to see value in it enough to change their process. And so when you come to like products like ours, like the sales leaderboard or the fixed ops leaderboard, dealers have been writing on a dry erase board since the beginning of time. Since there were pen and paper, they would write down their sales. I mean, back when Henry Ford, when they were creating the Ford, I'm sure there was somebody there that was going ahead and writing down 1, 2, 3, 4, and they would do it in different ways. Now, then they went to the innovation of a dry erase board, you know, and then they have Google Sheets, and then you have products like ours that automate the program. And everything has value, but dealers are reluctant to go ahead and change. So I think 99% of dealers still use a dry erase board. And why in this day and age?
That's what they know. I mean,
it's what they know.
Hey, that's what Dad did. That's what Grandpa did.
Exactly.
All right, and that's what I'm going to do. Exactly. Even though I do feel though right now, you know, there's a very different energy going on right now, and I'm actually really kind of excited about it. You know, I'm a people watcher. I love watching people. You know, so I love watching body language and stuff like that. And what I've seen this year is this very kind of upright posture with a lot of the dealers that are visiting here, and this kind of look of discovery on it, right? Mm-hmm. Like they're looking for something, you know, where in the past it was like, don't look at me, you know?
I think the difference is technology has become mainstream news with ChatGPT and AI and stuff like that. The problem is that while that's created a lot of enthusiasm, people are now marketing AI when they're not really providing AI.
Oh my God.
But the conversation is still there where they're excited about technology because technology is in the news like never before. And so dealers are here seeking, everybody here is providing technology for dealers. But how do those dealers choose the proper product to meet their needs? And then how do they execute that inside their store to change either their process or motivate their team or change the customer experience. Because there, I've seen a really weird trend where they say things like it, marketing 360 or the customer service, you know, for everybody. And what they mean is before you get to the dealership. And so our programs are designed for enhancing the customer experience in the store. And then in addition to that, also going in and motivating the staff through digital signs and dashboard programs.
Well, no, and you know, to your point, I don't think, you know, dealers, I don't think anymore are literally seeking problems they didn't know exist. Mm-hmm. You know, I found that, you know, this year they do are identifying those problems and hence looking for those pieces of technology that's going to help us generate the process to ultimately make things more efficient.
Right.
And I'm excited by that. Like, it's cool. I think it's going to be a really amazing year. But, you know, to your point, driving this home, the idea is only as good as how well we execute it.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't it always come down to that? Right? Doesn't it always come down to like,
well, execution? I mean, it happens all the time in the vendor world, mm-hmm. where a vendor wins an award is awarded an OEM agreement, and then they can't execute it. So then the dealers get upset because they're forced to get into a program that doesn't meet their needs. And the manufacturer might be checking a box to meet a need that the dealership said they have. They say, well, here's a solution, but yet the vendor isn't performing or the dealer isn't communicating effectively and that partnership is suffering because of that.
Well, and let's talk about really kind of meeting the needs, right?
Sure.
Because that is something like, I've had the opportunity to speak to thousands of dealerships and I've talked to some amazing operators that I know are watching and listening to this right now, all right? And one thing I found that's kind of consistent with, because again, I like identifying patterns,
sure.
right? Is that they start with the need. They start mm-hmm. with the objective, or they start mm-hmm. with the goal, right? And
sure.
then they work backwards,
right?
Towards the people, towards the process, towards the technology.
Right.
And, you know, and I think, you know, if you're out there watching, listening right now, then that is kind of the strategy. But I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Sure. Yeah, I think that you have to go, as a vendor, we're here to solve problems at the dealership.
Yes.
And sometimes dealerships aren't aware of their problems. What was it? Was it Steve Jobs who created a product to solve a problem that customers didn't know they had,
yes.
right? And that seems to be pretty successful for Apple. So when we created the sales leaderboard to digitize the whiteboard over 10 years ago.
Yep.
And we're integrated with more DMSs to provide dealers with a solution. So if they switch DMSs or switch providers, they don't lose our services.
Yes.
And when customers are in the lounge, we have a service status board. And that service status board meets the needs of the dealership and of the customers. Customers complain about two things. Why is my car taking so long? And what is your pricing? Why is your pricing so high? And so we provide a solution to that problem, whereas a lot of times, even manufacturers will go ahead and tell dealers, don't do this, but we don't have a solution.
We don't have a solution.
And I heard somebody come over to our booth today because they were at a manufacturer conversation that was talking about all the things that they need to do in the dealership to make the dealership experience better, but they didn't provide any solutions. They just said, hey, you need to do this, you need to do this.
They provided the idea.
But they provided the idea. They didn't even provide the idea. They went ahead and told the dealer the problem they already knew about.
Okay.
People are looking for solutions.
That is.
And what happens is that there's vendors, not just us, but there's vendors that solve solutions for dealers that they just need to point out that every dealership has certain problems.
Yes.
And they just need to find the solutions to their problems and then execute on those.
You know, and look, if you're out there watching right now, I mean, I know we're getting towards the tail end because literally they're shutting the lights off
exactly.
on us here. All right. But no, I mean, you're driving home an amazing point. You know, in 2024, you know, it comes down to the execution. Right. But also the objectives, you know, set those objectives, work backwards towards that technology
right.
and execute.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, this has been a great talk.
Oh, I appreciate it. Appreciate the walk and talk.
Really appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.